10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Welcome to another edition of the Baroque Town Palace, brought to you by WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm your host, Patrick Sansone, here with another hour of music from the 1960s and 1970s that features some orchestral touches in the arrangements or some influence from the classical world. Here at Baroque Town Palace, we play rock, we play pop, folk, soul, and all genres in between. Let's get started this week with a track from one of the major forces of the Baroque pop 1960s movement, the Moody Blues, with Voices in the Sky, here on the Baroque Down Palace.
If you could talk to me, what news would you bring of voices in the sky? Nightingale hovering high, harmonize the wind. Darkness, your symphony, I can hear you sing. What is happening to me? I lie awake with the sound of the sea calling to me. Old man passing by, tell me what you say.
From go before the morning and the dripping of the fog is gone. Sometimes I wonder, should I wake him to see all those bright bubble drops in the still slickened street? Sometimes I wonder, has he ever really seen them? Sometimes I wonder, has he ever really seen
spin it, ooh, spin it, baby. rings right then. I've been another
listening to the Baroque Down Palace, and you just heard the Electric Prunes with Kyrie Eleison from their album Mass in F Minor, which was released in 1968. This album was a departure for the band, who had put out two previous albums that were more in the traditional psychedelic garage rock style. And this album was a bit of a hostile takeover in a way by the band's manager and producer, who owned the rights to the band's name and had the idea to do an album that would be a mixture of psychedelic rock and classical music and religious themes. And they hired arranger and producer David Axelrod to do the arrangements for the album. So the album is really kind of a David Axelrod album with some of the members of the Electric Prunes contributing. So a bit of a controversial record for Electric Prunes fans, but it is a very fascinating record, and this track was featured in the soundtrack to the film Easy Rider, starring Peter Fonda and Dennis Hopper, directed by Dennis Hopper, and afterwards became a bit of a staple on underground rock radio in the late 60s. We started the set with The Moody Blues and Voices in the Sky, written and sung by Justin Hayward, and featuring the flute playing of classically trained flautist and member of The Moody Blues, Ray Thomas. This was the third album for The Moody Blues, their debut album, which was a bit of a surprise smash hit in 1967, was called Days of Future Past, and featured the band with arrangements augmented by the London Festival Orchestra. This being one of the first examples of an album featuring a psychedelic rock band combined with a full orchestra. But for this album, the Moodies decided to rely only on their own musicianship, keyboard player Mike Pinder using the Mellotron for a lot of the orchestral colors, but Ray Thomas playing a real flute on a lot of the album, including this beautiful track, Voices in the Sky. After the Moody Blues, it was Linda Perhax from the album Parallelograms, which came out in 1970. An album which at its time of release did not reach many ears. It had very poor to basically no distribution and kind of disappeared into obscurity for decades, but was rediscovered in the late 1990s and early 2000s by some record collectors and is now considered a classic of the psychedelic folk movement in California in the late 60s. And this album was produced by avant-garde musician and film composer Leonard Rosenman, who had written adventurous scores for several films in the 1960s, several sci-fi classics like Planet of the Apes and Fantastic Voyage, among others. And his avant-garde sensibilities were a really interesting combination, along with Linda's mystical folk songwriting. And the song that we heard from Parallelograms was called Morning Colors. After Linda Perhax, it was Harper's Bazaar from 1969 and their take on the Southern Soul classic by Eddie Floyd, Knock on Wood. Harper's Bazaar were from Los Angeles and featured the musician Ted Templeman, who went on to be a very successful record producer in the 1970s, producing a wide array of acts, including the Doobie Brothers and Van Halen, among many others. And this track was arranged by frequent collaborator to Harper's Bazaar, the great Van Dyke Parks. And we ended the set with Electric Prunes and Kyrie Eleison from Mass in F Minor. You are listening to The Baroque Down Palace, brought to you by WYXR, Memphis, Tennessee. And let's continue on here with a band from the UK called Honeybus from 1970. This is a song called Story here on The Baroque Down Palace.
situation for so many years. Tethered to a ringing telephone in a room full of mirrors. A pretty girl in your bathroom checking out her sex appeal. I asked myself when you said you loved me, do you think this can for love that don't seem to cease.
Sometimes
the taste until my mind trips from the scene and fades
in the nighttime.
Crystal sparkles in the grass, I polish them with thought. On my lash, there in my eye, a star of light is caught. Fortune's told in grains of sand, here I am, is all I know. Can be stuck in children's.
You are listening to the Baroque Down Palace, and you just heard Marianne Faithfull with In the Nighttime from her 1967 album Love in a Mist. That song written by Donovan, who later recorded his own version of the song, which he retitled The Hampstead Incident. But this version was on Marianne Faithfull's last album for Decca Records in 1967, her last album until 10 years later in 1977, when she released her next record, produced by Andrew Oldham, who was the manager and producer of the Rolling Stones in the 1960s, and co-produced by arranger Mike Leander, who had arranged her version of the Beatles song Yesterday, and who also arrange the strings for the Beatles' She's Leaving Home from Sgt. Pepper. We started the set with the band Honeybus with a song called Story from 1970, the title track to their final album, which was released around the time that they disbanded. Honeybus were not really known in the U.S., but had had a string of hit singles in the U.K., and their biggest hit was a song called I Can't Let Maggie Go. That was followed by Joni Mitchell from her 1974 album Court and Spark with the song The Same Situation. After that, it was Emmett Rhodes from his 1970 album The American Dream, and the track we heard was called Come Ride, Come Ride. And we ended the set with Marianne Faithfull and In the Nighttime. We're going to take a short break, but we will be back after this with more music here on the Baroque Down Palace.
Bye.
Welcome back to the Baroque Down Palace. Let's continue with some more music. Here, this is a band called The Family Tree and a song called Sideshow from 1968 here on the Baroque Down Palace.
Sleeping. I'm so forget about the girl that said no. Then I'll tell who I want where to go. And I'll forget about your lies and deceit and your attempts to be so discreet. Maybe today, yeah, I'll slip away. And you can keep your symbols of success. Then I'll pursue my own happiness. And you can keep your clocks and routines. Then I'll go mend all my shattered dreams. Maybe today. You on. Now I'm tired of lying and I'm sick of trying, 'cause I'm losing who I really am, and I'm not choosing to be like them.
That was Rodriguez with the song I'll Slip Away, a re-recording of a song that he originally recorded and released as a single in 1967, but this was a re-recording of that song that he made in 1972 and was released on a compilation album that became a surprise big hit in Australia and South Africa, unbeknownst to the Detroit resident Sixto Rodriguez. He found out about his success many years later, and there's a great documentary film about that story called Searching for Sugar Man. Highly recommended. We started the set with The Family Tree and a song called Sideshow from an album called Miss Butters, which came out in 1968. This is a fairly obscure record. It didn't have any success when it was released in 1968 and is really mostly known just to those that are fans of Baroque pop and sunshine pop from this period. But they were label mates on RCA Records with Harry Nilsson, who was making his first record around the same time, and The Family Tree shared the same producer and arranger as Harry's debut album. And some of the same session musicians play on this as well. After The Family Tree, it was the great Judy Sill from her second album called Heart Food, which came out in 1973, and the terribly gorgeous song The Kiss. This track, produced, sung, written, and arranged by Judy Sill. That was followed by Tommy Rowe and the song Dizzy from 1969, a song which features some of the cream of the crop session musicians from L.A. around that time, known as the Wrecking Crew, Hal Blaine on drums, Joe Osborne on bass, and a string arrangement by the great Jimmy Haskell, who also around this time arranged Bobby Gentry's masterpiece Ode to Billy Joe. And we ended the set with Rodriguez, I'll Slip Away. Well, that does it for another edition of the Baroque Down Palace. Thank you for spending this hour with me. It's my pleasure to bring this music to you. And we are going to go out with the great duo of Donny Hathaway and Roberta Flack with their version of the Righteous Brothers hit, You've Lost That Love and Feeling, recorded in 1972 and with a great string arrangement by the legendary producer Arif Mardin. Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway closing out another Baroque Down Palace.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips, and there's no tenderness like before. Trying hard not to show it, but baby, I know it. You've lost that love and feeling. You've lost that love and feeling.
lost that loving feeling.
Baroque Town Palace is brought to you weekly by WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee, and a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. More information can be found at baroquedownpalace.com.
They tell me Tin Pan Alley is the roughest place in town. They start cutting and shooting y'all.